Okay, Ambassador, you're here in Lifford and County Donegal today. You don't really address or single out county councils like this, so why have you come to Donegal today for this address?
First of all, the county council has taken a very important voted a very important motion to support the people, Palestinian people in Gaza, against the massacres has been committed by against them by Israel, and I came here upon invitation, and it was a pleasure, also an honor for me to be here, and to especially to thank the Lord Mayor and the Council of his support, and to establish relations between the county and Palestinian cities, if we hope we can do this project.
And is that something you would like to see going into the future, maybe seeing towns in Donegal or towns in the northwest being twinned with towns in Palestine?
Yes, if we will study with them this possibility to twin the towns in Palestine and towns in Donegal, that will help in many to enforce the human relations and also the business relations, because the population of Palestine is almost the same as the Irish population. We are 4.5 million people. We have a potential to make business, and we have a history of immigration, of diaspora. I don't say immigration because we have been forced to and in the history also Irish, we have been forced to leave Ireland for different reasons. But we have a same history of diaspora and how to make business, how to develop our countries by participation of diaspora people.
And how important is the link between Donegal and the people of Palestine? Is there a special connection?
It's very. I was impressed by the receptions that I have seen here, and the demonstrations that has been done in support of by the people of Donegal to support the Palestinian people in Gaza, especially in this moment of tragedy and distress. So. I think here we discover that people are very sensitive, are very aware to the tragedies and problems of other people in the world.
How important is the support, and are the people of Gaza aware of the support that they receive here?
They receive here, they receive in all Ireland. And really, we were, comforted by the Irish people's support for Gaza everywhere in Ireland. And, of course, in other parts of the world, although some, they were more, the people in Europe, for example, were more advanced than the governments in the positions vis-à-vis the Gaza disastrous.
In relation to Gaza, there's a 5-day truce underway. Is there any hope of a lasting resolution?
That we are looking, what we are asking for that to have a permanent ceasefire, but the most important is to lift the siege of Gaza, because this war has been not started from 4 weeks ago, but we have to remember that Gaza is under blockade, under siege since 8 years. So this is which created a very, very disastrous humanitarian situation in all levels, not only poverty, but also in education, I'll give you an example. The representative of the United Nations, UNRWA, in Gaza has said last year that they couldn't, they have needed, you know, to build 100 schools, but they couldn't do it because Israel didn't permit to supply the materials to let them import the materials for to build these schools, and they have had to reject 40,000 students who couldn't go to their schools. So you can imagine the kind of problems that Gaza faces since 8 years of blockade.
So lifting the blockade, that is essential to any ceasefire.
Of course, it is the most essential to lift the blockade for any ceasefire, because what's the point to do a ceasefire and in 1 or 2 years Israel will go again and attack Gaza? So what we need is that people live like other people in normality, in normal life.